Hi, Ryan Hiring Guru here with today's hiring tip. Today we're going to talk about how to prepare for what comes next, because I think we're getting closer and closer, at least it feels like we're getting closer and closer to the economy opening back up and companies getting back to growing and hiring, those type of things. Now, make sure you stick around to the end and download our job ad review checklist. It will help you with one of the biggest things that we're going to talk about in this kind of preparation time, which is getting applicants flowing to your jobs. So make sure you stick around to the end. I'll tell you how to download our free guide. All right, so it seems like the economy is about to open up. To be honest, like if you read the news, and I don't pay attention to the news very much, but when I do, it seems like it has this weird split personality of everything seems to be getting better and we'll be good by summer, and oh, by the way, there's new variants of COVID that's going to kill us all. But for the most part, I feel some positivity among our clients, among the people I run into, among business owners and HR people, that maybe, just maybe, we're going to start opening things up. And when the economy opens up, then businesses start making money. And when they make money and they get orders, they need people to fulfill them, which means it's going to be time to start hiring. I fear that a lot of employers, both HR people and business owners and managers, are going to find the world has changed a little bit while they were wearing a mask and kind of hunkering down. And that is, number one, there are fewer free applicants out there. That doesn't mean that there's fewer applicants out there to be hired, but we're seeing that that jobs are getting about 40 to 50% less applicants for free from the free job boards. That means that you're going to have to spend a little bit of money to generate additional applicant flow. You need to find great people. Number two, employers are going to be getting more competitive. When you have a rush back to hire, you have employers who react by being more competitive and aggressive at what they offer and how they go to market. Number three is changes in job seekers' desire. Now, employers may not have completely changed their concept on work from home, but a whole bunch of job seekers or employees have. They are expecting potentially for that to continue. I believe that most employees who switched from office to work from home feel that they've proven that they are more effective as an employee. Not just that their life is easier, but that they've proven they're more effective to their employers by having at least some form of flexible work from home schedule, which means it's going to come up in what job seekers are hoping for and looking for in a job. So, what can you do to respond to all these things? Number one, you have to remember that there is hope. Now, while I said we're seeing fewer applicants per job from the free job boards, we did do and we continue to watch and analyze data about applicant flow from the point of searching for a job to the point of actually applying and ending up in an inbox. And what we found is that employers see less than 1% of potential job seekers that actually end up in their inbox, meaning that along the way from I ran a search to I picked a job to look at to I read the ad to I actually decided to start applying to where I actually finished applying and submit my application, along that route, we're losing over 99% of potential applicants. It means there's a whole bunch of potential gain there. So that's number one ideas. You have to realize that while there may not be as many qualified applicants that you will get for free for your jobs, there are plenty of applicants inside of the funnel that just aren't making it to the bottom that you could actually do something with. So, three main things you can do about this. Number one, you can write better ads. Writing a better ad will increase your applicant flow by 50 to 300%. It converts more of those people in the funnel, and it adds additional people in the top by using better keywords. Number two, reduce the friction to apply. That means make it easier. Don't ask for so many things from the job seekers up front. Ask for it later in the process. Don't ask for the names and email addresses of their references. Maybe don't ask for them complete 10 years of employment history until you actually reach the interview phase. Number three, better flair. What that means is if you go look at your job on the job boards compared to everybody else, you're going to see what I call flair. That comes from the Office Space movie with Jennifer Aniston, where she had all those little buttons on her outfit where she worked at the restaurant. Flair, in job board terms, means employee reviews. On the job board, your review score, the number of reviews, the different tags that ZipRecruiter and Indeed are putting on those jobs, whether that you're a active employer, whether that means that you're a responsive employer, whether it means that you're like really actively seeking. There's a whole bunch of new little tags that have come about in the last year or so on those job boards that are built and meant to draw a job seeker's eye to it and motivate them to go read more and therefore apply. So those are the three ways. Now, what you should actually be doing right now, and a lot of you who watch this video might be saying, those are all great ideas, but we're not ready to hire. So this is where my biggest tip comes. The biggest tip in how to prepare for and start getting things going comes from a really, really cool quote by Amelia Earhart. What she said was, always think with your stick forward. What that actually means is, if you need to solve a problem, the most important thing you can do is start getting some speed. When what she was talking about is, most problems when it comes to flying have to do with you falling out of the sky and crashing. And most airplanes that fall out of the sky and crash do so because they lost their speed or momentum. The most important thing you can do right now with what's coming up with COVID is to break your hiring process in half, focus on the sourcing and screening of qualified applicants, and proactively do it even though you might not be exactly ready to hire yet. Start building up momentum and speed of qualified applicants learning about your jobs, reading about your jobs, seeing the flair and the reviews that you have out there, like being able to engage and start learning about what's coming down the pipeline. That will create momentum for you as you prepare to open things back up. A lot of times we are stuck in the concept that we don't post a job until we hire for sure. But the fact is, you can start recruiting and start sourcing applicants right now, knowing that most likely you're going to hire in the next month or two, so that as the economy opens up and as your managers come to you and say, hey, it's time to hire, you'll already have job ads written and things done, your career site cleaned up, your reviews out there on the job boards, and all of those types of things can be done ahead of time to start building up momentum, so that when it's time to hire, you are ready to go instantly, instead of saying, that's great, now we're just going to wait 4 to 8 weeks before we actually are ready to place somebody in the seat here at the company. So that's your tips for the day in preparing for the economy to open back up. Start to build momentum. You're going to experience a different world from your competitors, from job seekers' tastes and desires, from job boards and what kind of traffic you're getting, from availability of qualified job seekers based on the budget you've got. And the most important thing you can do is start working on your funnel, start working on your ads, start reducing friction, start honestly get those ads out there and start generating traffic and flow and momentum so that as the economy opens up, you're not caught flat-footed. So thanks so much for watching today's video. I told you if you stuck around to the end, there is a download on this page for a job ad review checklist. It is our kind of top 10 things you should look for to ensure that your job ad maximizes the number of people who read it, who will find the job, who will be excited when they read the job ad, and who actually want to start an application and apply with you. This is by far the most overlooked part of the sourcing and hiring process, is the quality of your job ad and how engaging it is. So download our checklist. It'll help you make sure that your job ads are fine-tuned for generating high qualified applicants to your job. Until next time, good luck hiring.